How you doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. It is a Wednesday. Welcome to May Day, 5-1-24. Hello.
Oh, yeah, I dropped some flowers off on my porch.
Did you? You dropped your own flowers off?
No, I was just
off?
Saying somebody do that.
Oh, you want somebody to drop you a little May basket.
Yeah. Actually, forget the flowers. What would be better? I don't know. Cucumbers and a...
Oh, dang it. I forgot.
Maybe some candy for my granddaughter. Wink, wink.
I brought in... I didn't bring him in. That's my bad. I bought yesterday some of those mini ones. Mini cucumbers.
Oh.
And I was going to bring them in
the
and share.
The pickling ones?
What are they?
Pickling cukes.
Is that what they use them for?
Yeah.
I use them for eating.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, those are great. They're so crispy.
Kevin, I was going to bring a couple in as your welcome back gift, and now when you said that...
I wish you wouldn't have told me.
I wish I wouldn't have told you.
I'm
going
to hold a grudge the rest of the day.
No, I'm sorry. I apologize. Thought was there, though.
It was. You know, they always say it's the thought that counts.
But is it
except
if it's food?
Except for when it's food. Yeah, I really don't think that works with food. Oh, man. It's the
still
thought
hungry.
That
counts. Still yeah. hungry. Well, maybe you could have, you know, I was at Costco and I saw them and I went, I'm going to grab those. I'm going to grab a few of those, bring those in for Kev tomorrow. It'll be his first day back. Eh.
Yeah, darn it.
Well, they're in the fridge at home.
Well, I'm willing to take tomorrow off.
And bring them back and then bring them in on Friday.
Yeah, then to give you a chance to bring them back.
Can't do it on Friday. Have donuts.
Oh, that's true.
Cucumbers and donuts. Maybe I'll just bring them tomorrow.
Imagine bringing vegetables in. For the Friday show.
Instead of like donuts or any other food?
Just as a joke, say we got food tomorrow and then bring them in.
Yeah, you could put it in a donut box.
Oh, man.
Just a little see veggie the tray.
Yeah. They're like, oh, hey, thanks. Guys, I like vegetables. Do you?
I feel like Warren would be happy with it. Monty probably wouldn't say much. And Bruce would absolutely throw a fit.
Yeah, he'd be like, ooh, gosh darn carrots.
This is the dumbest thing. Yes, was this your idea? And he'd look at me.
Hey, Steve brought me food.
He did?
Yeah. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate
what did
that.
Bring you?
looks like, is it four?
I think there's four.
Four packets of ketchup.
Wow.
Look, it even says, see this? Look at little.
2J from Steve. That's quite, very nice.
Quite the gift card.
You put in your collection here at work?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So thanks, Steve, for adding to the ketchup.
Yeah, well, Jay brought in, while you were gone, Kevin, a mound of condiments.
Oh, I've seen it, Steve, many a times.
Yep. Yep, he's familiar.
He's very good at collecting the condiment packages and bringing them in.
All for everybody. So now we have four more ketchups, Kevin. Congratulations.
Are they in the drawer out there, or are they just hidden in here?
They're in the main fridge, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're in the main
refrigerated
fridge.
Refrigerated.
I know. Well, I don't know if they need to be in there, but that's where they are. So yeah,
in
you know,
a big bag.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Okay, yeah. That works fine.
Yeah, everybody is welcome to dip into the condiments. And you know, Steve posted a picture. I noticed a lot of people said they do the same thing. So I didn't feel as weird as I thought I was going to feel.
Which is exactly what's driving up prices, you guys.
That's the one. That's what it is.
All you people taking all these extra packets you don't need.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I'm not taking them. They're giving them to me.
Okay. You dumb employees. I hope you get replaced by AI.
Oh, wow.
I'm just joking.
Wow.
I don't know why I'm on this rant this morning.
Well, maybe because it's May 1st. Boy, it feels like about April 1st, though. It is.
Boy, it was maybe like March 1st.
Yeah, 33 this morning when I walked outside. I was like, well, and then it's just been kind of, yucky the last couple of days, so hopefully it'll get a little better. I did see it's supposed to rain on Bloomsday. That's not great.
Good. Cold rain, at least?
Yeah, hopefully it will be cold rain, Kevin. Let's see. Do I still have it? Sunday rain and 42 at the beginning of the race. So, yes is the
wow.
answer. Yeah. That's not that pleasant.
That is not good.
Mm-mm. Also, sorry to anyone who is running their, you know, their clock or their schedule on us today. I played the national anthem like a minute and a half early.
I know.
A minute
and a half
early.
I said that to Steve, and he goes, is it really?
Yeah, it was early.
I go, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. One of the songs had a little issue, and then it just went.
Oh, no.
And so, yeah, so I got to fix that. But, yeah, so that's we were a minute and a half early. I thought, man, if your schedule is, you know, every morning right at 6 o'clock, you might have even missed it. Then it really freaks you out because now you don't know if you're early or late.
Ooh, good point.
Right.
You know, now you're like, well, wait a minute.
Yeah, that can throw you for a loop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you're thinking it's right at 6 o'clock, and then you're like, no, it's not.
I did the thing this morning where when I have my phone for my alarm, I don't have the alarm on. I have it as low as it can go, muted, you know, don't so it just vibrate or whatever.
Don't
you know?
Understand.
And then yesterday during the workout, I had my volume on and turned way up because it reads my text to me. So I didn't have to stop running to hear my text. So like when you text me, Kevin, it was said, Kevin said, you're the greatest man ever. Thank you for being my friend. I was like, oh, it was motivating. It made me want to go run harder, right? So I forgot to turn it down. So when my alarm went off this morning, it was like Jim Diamond's headphones, man. It was so loud. My eyes were watering. And I did.
I sometimes wish it could go louder.
Oh, my God.
Well, I do, because there's times where I just like incorporate it into a dream or.
Wow.
Just sit there and listen to it and go, what is that noise?
What do you have for your alarm?
I don't know. Different ones.
Mine's just the most annoying. It's the I think it's probably the default annoying alarm clock. And man, I went from zero to standing on the floor.
Let's see.
In 1 second. And then I went and laid back down and shut it off. And then I had to wait. My emergency alarm went off. So then I overslept.
I do this. I forgot that I switched it to this. Because I want to...
3, 2, 1. Oh, my gosh. Wait, you want it to be louder than that?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the first one.
It's giving me a headache right off the bat.
That's the first one.
Uh-huh.
And then, let's see. I think I definitely change them up because... I don't like having the same sound on the same alarms. Cause
do you like mix them up? Like, so your second alarm is a different sound than your first alarm?
Well, because you never know. Like, well, if,
what's your seventh
if
alarm
the old
like?
The phone didn't.
Good morning, Kevin. It's time to wake up.
And this one is my.
Good morning.
Man, it's really late. You should get up alarm.
Oh, no.
Let's see. Where is it at? Oh, sorry. Man, I can't see anything because I have my glasses on. You know, I can only see.
you got wait, what?
He's got stuff.
Well, I can't see my phone when I have my glasses on. I can only see far away.
That doesn't make sense.
It does.
Yeah, it does.
It's called nearsighted, farsighted. My glasses are made for seeing distance. I can at least read the computer now. For a while, I couldn't read the computer with them, but apparently I'm getting so blind that I can... Now read the computer if I set back far enough.
Congrats, I guess.
But my phone can't read it at all. So I had been doing this all the time.
Yeah, up, down.
Them, putting them on my forehead.
You look smart when you do that, though. Does he not look smart?
Yeah, but it's like people must look and go, wait, that's the opposite of what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to put the glasses on to read something up close, right?
Well, yeah, reading glasses. That's
right.
What they're called that
so
for.
So I just feel like kind of this is a shocker. I feel backwards.
The Big 99.9 The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Seeks female.
Uh-huh.
Do you want marriage-minded on your billboard?
All right, we could do that. Yeah.
Marriage-minded, okay.
Enjoys karaoke?
Do you want? Probably not, right?
I mean, enough.
Like, what would you... I mean, of all the activities that they plan to do together, his seems to be karaoke. What would yours be?
Kevin James.
Seeks female, marriage-minded, enjoys...
Catnaps.
Oh.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, guys. How did it go for a couple days without me here?
Great. We're getting a billboard.
What?
Yeah, we're going to get a billboard.
Oh, is that what you just played?
Yeah, we're going to get a billboard that Steve's going to have a picture of Steve, and it's going to say that he's single and marriage-minded and have his phone number or a phone number up there and then an email address. Well, and
I'm going to tell you the problem with that. I don't doubt that a lot of ladies would call.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think Steve would talk to him, and I don't think he'd try. I think he would just...
Wow.
Eh. I don't know. I don't like the way she texts, or I don't like, you know... I am starting to think that Steve is just maybe too picky, Jay.
He's just a real particular person. That's good. You need to be. Got to be particular.
Well, yeah, but you at least got to try. I mean, how do you catch any fish if you don't get the boat out in the water, Steve?
Well, you can fish from shore, actually.
Well, not that shore. He's at like the, you know, you've seen it where you go to the lake and the water's way down?
Yeah, and you can't even.
And the dock is like.
You couldn't even cast that far.
200 yards from the water. That's the dock he is fishing from.
It's a bummer.
Love you, Steve.
It's a bummer, Kevin.
Did you miss me?
Sure.
Wow.
Earlier today, you said you missed me.
Yeah, well, times have changed.
Yeah, that was so long ago, man.
Oh,
so
buddy,
long ago.
I missed you. I think I texted you every day, didn't I?
You what?
I text you every day.
I think you did.
Yeah.
It was very nice.
That's how much I miss you.
Very nice.
Well, not that necessarily.
Very nice. Well, I did start the first day I texted both of you because when my alarms went off at 4:20 in the morning on a day that I had off, I was like, what an idiot.
Yeah, that wasn't that smart.
Because it's just set for, you know, weekdays. It's every weekday. It's just on. And you got to remember to shut them off. And for some reason, I did not.
Let me ask you one thing, Kevin.
Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
Jeez, here we go.
Maybe a few things.
Yeah, I was going to guess.
But I just want to confirm. I got like a bunch of text messages from your phone that said, this is the order that it came in. You are... My GF, Amelia, then a picture of me, then clapping hands, then a bunch of emojis.
Yes.
Then I said, hi, Amelia, because I thought it was her, your granddaughter, and then a bunch more of emojis.
Yeah, that was Amelia.
Oh, okay. So that wasn't
you.
Yeah,
she had my phone after I was talking to you, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then she took my phone. She was trying to say you're my BFF, and she typed BFF, but it must have auto-corrected.
To girlfriend.
To GF.
Mm. Yeah. Because you sent,
that didn't make as much sense.
Because you on your phone sent I'm your girlfriend to a lot of people?
Maybe.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Jay. Hi, Kevin.
Howdy.
Good to have you back. Good to have you back. I can say that when I haven't seen you in a day, right, Jay? Good to have you back?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
I take it back. Oh, boy. Well, it happened. I'm all signed up, Jay.
You're signed up for Bloomsday?
I am.
Oh, my gosh. This guy over here, Kevin. How about that?
I don't know if I did it right, but...
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I didn't know what to do when it said...
Did you get a confirmation, I think?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got the email.
Okay.
And I did that whole thing, but it said, you know, estimated time.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know.
You put down right about an hour?
No, I... I went... I was like, well, I was trying to do the math in my head real quick, and then I was like, ah, forget it. And so then I just put down 2 hours.
That's fine.
I think that's a perfect idea.
That's a good idea, yeah.
Are you planning on running most of it?
Oh, no.
Okay, yeah, then 2 hours is the right thing to put.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, so that is right.
You did well. Okay. Yes, absolutely.
And then what is the attire that I can wear? I can wear just like jeans because I'm walking, right?
I mean, you could, but...
Please don't.
Why not? It's very casual.
Well, I don't think many people, I might be wrong. I don't know.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
I don't think a lot of people walk in jeans.
Yeah, I don't either.
You know, well, maybe do you have like sweatpants or?
You do know how far it is, right?
Yeah, it's like seven, almost 8 miles.
Yeah.
Seven and a half, yeah.
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 All right, fine. I'll wear some other pants.
I mean, I guess, you know,
what,
people.
Dress pants? I mean, what are your other pants?
Yeah. Do you have sweatpants?
No sweat. I do.
You have sweatpants?
Now, how are you a 33-year-old man? You don't have sweatpants.
I just don't. I have, like.
What do you wear at the house?
How do you come to work?
Well, Kevin, you're again a little unique.
I'm unique.
Yeah. Kevin's still playing the same shirt, different day game.
Are you really? Are you wearing that shirt?
Mixing it up a little
bit. Well, just sweatshirt.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, the same sweatshirt. Yeah. This is the only thing I have. I don't have a coat. This is the only thing I have. But
if there were only stores.
The zipper broke.
And the zipper broke.
I can get it together, but it's a little frustration from time to time.
Uh-huh. So yeah, I got you.
This thing might get retired.
Oh, no. The only other person I know that doesn't own sweatpants is Warren.
Well, I own they're not sweatpants, but they're like, what do you call those? Like
joggers?
No, Jay.
No.
I don't think Steve knows what joggers
there's
are.
No way.
No, but like, what do you call it? Not like the zip.
Like swishy pants? Like track pants?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, but they're not swishy. They're like athletic.
I bet.
What do you call those?
What are they when you wear
them? I don't know.
Are they still athletic?
No.
What are you saying? They're...
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And I'm going to say that I'm not sure it's just millennials.
Okay.
I think we may all be at fault. 3, 2, 1.
Kevin James.
We may all be to blame. That's what I was trying to say. It wasn't working.
I liked it. I mean, for the purposes of saving forever.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
A couple things for you. You can download the Coyote Country app. It's free. Then you can have us with you wherever you happen to be. You know, you could be at work. You could be at the zoo. You could be upside down hanging from a tree with brand new sweatpants you bought for Bloomsday.
Yeah, or you could be walking Bloomsday in jeans and you could listen to the podcast.
That's true. You could do that as well. So get that taken care of. Then coming up at 7:20, we're going to play Secret Sound. What's our value today, Steve? Do you know what it is off the top of your head?
I do. 888.
That's a fun one.
Eight. Wow.
$888.
Feeling a winner today, guys. Yeah, a winner.
You could buy a lot of jeans with that.
Man.
Amount of cash.
Could you? Men, here's a hint for you.
Simple ways that you can become more attractive. Number one is having a signature scent. Having a signature cologne that you wear on dates will not go unnoticed by women. And it is an instant way to build her attraction to you.
Like Old Spice or Irish Spring.
I will admit, back when I was, thinking of dating or was starting to date,
I guess.
Did
you have a signature scent?
I did. And I got lots of compliments about it. So it was one of those that then built my confidence as well.
I got you. I was.
Okay. I did go on a date with one lady, and she was like, smell reminds me of my ex.
Oh, no. And I was like, that's terrible.
Great. Yeah. So he's a great guy, huh?
Yeah, right. So he must have been. So it was you. That's what you should have said.
Yeah.
Because she was thinking to herself,
what's that smell? Ooh, I know that smell.
So Steve, are you a cologne guy at all?
Oh, no.
Deodorant?
Why are you asking me that?
Well, I mean, I'm just curious.
We should get you some, you should get some cologne. Seriously, I mean, if worn right, it's fine.
Worn right, yeah.
People don't wear it.
I thought you were saying a man's name for a second there. Warren Wright. I was like,
Warren Wright.
Warren Wright. Who is he?
I thought you were talking about Warren. I was
very confused for a moment.
Yeah.
Well, there was your advice for men. Now, here's some advice for women.
Every male relationship in my life changed when I started calling all of them Big Dog. Hey, Big Dog. Oh, Big Dog's here. What's up, Big Dog? Oh, Big Dog with the corduroy pants. They can't get enough of it. If you want to get things done, work the system, just throw out a Big Dog.
And she's saying every relationship, like meaning work.
Absolutely.
Friends, it doesn't matter.
As long as you are trying to get something from that guy,
Yeah.
You call them big dog, they're more willing to be the big dog.
I think this is probably true.
Yeah. What do you think about...
big dog with the corduroy pants.
Yeah. What do you think about corduroy pants for Sunday?
At Bloomsday, you'd start a fire. Your legs would start a fire.
You have a great pair of them.
Do I?
Yeah, aren't those maroon pants corduroy?
No.
You have his wardrobe memorized?
Yeah, because they're very unique pants.
They are. They're very nice. They're not corduroy, though.
What are they?
They're just, I don't know. They're similar to jeans.
Much like corduroy, Kevin.
Yeah. I don't know. Wear them in again and I'll check them out. But I thought they were kind of corduroy-ish.
Kevin, they're finally listening after all these years.
Is this something we wanted?
Finally, the NFL has listened to the greatest idea that's ever been developed ever.
If we got to 18-2, that's not an unreasonable thing. The other thing it does, which I thought you were going to, is that ends up on President's Day weekend.
They're talking about the Super Bowl.
On President's Day weekend, which is a 3-day weekend, which makes the Sunday night, and then you have Monday off. So that's...
Wow.
Now we're cooking.
Yeah, they're talking about it. Roger Goodell talking about it on the NFL draft and afterwards.
So, wait, that would bump it just 1 week, right, from what it is now?
I think that's right, yeah. Yeah, it's a President's Day weekend, and then the Super Bowl would always be on the Sunday leading into President's Day, and many, many, many people have that Monday off.
Right. Now, we don't, but we would.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Then you know, when everyone else has it off and you don't, it's easier to take that day
absolutely.
Off.
Absolutely. Just go, yeah.
Yeah,
sorry.
You know what? Sounds good to me. So let's go. Finally listened. Thank you so very much. We appreciate it. And yesterday we had a dog that sang. When the owner sang, the dog sang. Today we have a cow that says good morning.
Morning.
So apparently every time she walks by the cow and says good morning, the cow utters back?
Utters.
Okay.
Morning.
I think he says hungry. Or she. Sorry, it's a cow. Hungry.
Yeah, you might be right. Morning. Hungry. Yeah, what
yeah,
is that?
Yeah, it does sound like that.
That is 100% hungry. I know morning. Cows. I have worked with hungry cows. That's hungry.
Yeah, I love it. And there's your audio vault for a Wednesday. It's the first day of May, 2024.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So if you want an honest assessment, whether it's about your work or your new haircut, asking in the morning is the best policy.
Okay, if you want the truth.
Kevin James.
If you're asking about your haircut and you don't really want the truth, right around 2:30, 3 o'clock, probably a good time. How's my hair look?
I've been meaning
to tell you all day. It looks fantastic. I love what you've done.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
A prize a day for the month of May. That starts today. No rhyme intended there on the today part. But yeah, prize a day for the month of May. Kevin,
well, yeah,
you remember
May.
That, right?
Yeah, yeah, see, it's May now.
Yes,
and
it
so
is.
We'll do a prize a day.
Every day we do a different prize. Today's prize includes Silverwood tickets. So there you go. Prize a day will qualify. So what we do is we qualify four times within the day, and then at the end of the day we draw.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
So today, you know, we do Silverwood tickets. Tomorrow we're going to do like Riley Green tickets and throw in a $100 gift card. And then, you know, Friday we do Jordan Davis tickets. So you kind of get how that works.
Nice.
And then we just qualify twice in the morning. Jim Diamond qualifies twice in the afternoon. And then at the end of the fourth qualifier, you'll have a 25% chance of winning the prize. By the way, I did that math in my head. Jim will make a drawing. See how easy that is?
Very impressive.
Okay.
All of it.
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin. But right now, we've got Scotty McCreary tickets. Scotty McCreary is tomorrow night. What? How did that happen? It's May 2nd. Why is your voice talking like
dang
that?
Dang it.
Win a pair of tickets to Scotty McCreary right now. All you got to do is win the Great Scott game.
Great Scott!
Great Scott!
Great Scott!
Great Scott!
Great Scott! 509-441-0999. Great Scott, Kevin. Kevin, did you win the game yesterday when you played? I know you were up early listening.
What was the game yesterday?
Great Scott.
You didn't play it yesterday, too, did you?
Yeah, we played Great Scott yesterday.
So you're playing it back-to-back days?
Back-to-back, back-to-back
same
tickets.
Same game?
Yep, different questions.
I'm just going to ring in early. I don't even know the game. I don't know what we're doing.
Ready,
but
go,
I'm
Kevin.
I'm just going to say Scott Bakula.
Well, that's good because it is famous Scott.
I should probably stop naming them.
Well, it's fine. You still got to do it at the right time.
That one's safe, I bet.
Mm, Is it, though?
I don't know.
Is it, though?
If we've gotten to Scott Bakula, that's impressive.
Funny because I said that to Steve, and he goes, who's that?
Yeah. I don't even remember what he was famous for. I just remember his name.
Sylvia.
Yes.
How are you?
Good.
What's up this morning? Anything fun?
Work.
I'm sorry?
Heading to work.
Heading to work. Thank you, Kevin.
Yep. I got that one.
All right, Sylvia, get more than half of these right. We'll give you some Scotty McCreery tickets for tomorrow night. Are you ready?
I think I'm ready.
Okay, let's see how we do. All right, Steve.
Okay, we'll go with the first one here. This person, a North Carolina native country singer who won the 10th season of American Idol.
I'm supposed to know the answer to that?
Yep.
The 10th person that won American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he's a country singer.
Right, from North Carolina.
And his name is Scott in it.
And it has a Scott.
Scotty McCreery?
Scotty McCreery is right. I don't know how she did it. Oh, my gosh. All right, you're one for one.
You made it too obvious.
Oh, well, you know what?
Are you tricking me?
No, just trying to warm you up a little bit. All right, let's see how you do here. Best out of seven.
All right, this person, a writer from the 1900s, who is famous for his third novel, The Great Gatsby. And
I don't read it. Mm-hmm.
Remember that Scott can be first name, last name.
Whatever, yeah.
I guess middle name? Could it be?
Sure.
I guess it could be middle name.
So it must be Scott somebody.
I think... The fact that she said I don't read that stuff really that makes me want to give her a point. Sorry, can't do it.
Can't. One for two.
Yeah. F. Scott Fitzgerald.
F. Scott Fitzgerald. F. Scott Fitzgerald.
I thought he wrote the national anthem.
Here we go for question number three.
All right, this person, he's an actor who played Sam Beckett on Quantum Leap and had a role on NCIS New Orleans.
Oh, jeez. Obviously, somebody with the name Scott.
That's very good. You picked up on the game. That's good so far.
So, can't I just say Scott?
You could say that.
Oh, Scott.
Oh, man. One out of three so
jeez,
far.
Jeez, who is that one?
Scott Bakula.
I know.
Oh, my God. Really?
Right. I know.
You're a...
Question number four.
All right.
Let's see how we do, Sylvia.
This one might be kind of tough. All right. This is an actor, comedian, and producer who was in Step Brothers and known for his role as Ben Wyatt in the TV show Parks and Recreation.
Scott somebody.
Oh, man. Look at our guy.
That's his last name, I'll tell you that.
Adam Scott.
He is funny, but that is a tough one.
Was a tough one.
All right, this one, I don't know. We'll see about this one. Lawyer, author, and poet who is best known for being the author of the text of the national anthem, The Star-Spangled Banner.
Yeah, he wrote the national anthem.
Everybody knows this guy.
Oh, yeah, everybody.
Well, I mean, I think as soon as you hear it, you'll be like, oh, I know that name.
Right.
He shares it with a famous street in Spokane.
Famous street.
That's true.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me is incorrect.
He really does share it with a famous street.
Wow. Francis Scott Key. Yeah, Francis Scott Key.
Francis.
Yeah.
Live right by that street.
Oh, darn it. Well, that's a bummer.
All right, should we go another one here?
I mean, why not just
keep
kicking it?
All right, this person, an actor who played Chachi on Happy Days and the spinoff Joni Loves Chachi.
Like Scott Baio?
Yeah!
That's right, Scott Baio, baby.
Well, she's got two out of six.
Some people don't know their Scots, but everybody knows Chachi.
There you go. Okay, this guy, he's an actor who has three first names. Scott is one of them, and played Steve Stifler in the American Pie franchise.
Oh, boy. Oh my
gosh. Boy.
Three first names. Mm-hmm. So Scott is either the first, middle, or last name.
That's correct, yeah.
She has figured that out.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, oh boy.
I can never remember this guy's name because I only think of him as Stifler.
It is. It's hard. Yeah,
like when it's a tough one.
I know two of the names. Oh, I got it.
Nice. See, that's the thing. Is you almost have to say them all together, Kevin, yeah, to get it, because otherwise you get stuck in the middle there. No guess, I'm sure, right?
Scott.
Oh!
Scott.
Dang it.
Sean.
Sylvia, you know, hold on for a second. We're going to qualify you for the prize today for the month of May, but we are going to give the Scotty McCreary tickets to a caller. Kevin, what caller do you want to take?
Just the first one. Let's get it over with.